last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts or misconceptions with regard to the concept of Mahdawiya or Mahdism. We have invited Sheikh Murtada Karimi from Qom Seminary Schools, a Hawza student and also a researcher in Islamic sciences, to help us with the answers that we pose in this series of sessions. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
Thanks for accepting the invitation, Sheikh. In our previous sessions, we have started a new discussion on the trials and tribulations of the time before the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the time of Akhir al-Zaman. These fitnas or tribulations have been mentioned, two of them actually have been mentioned and explained in our previous session. The second of which was leaving Amrun bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyan al Munkar, that is, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. With regard to that, alhamdulillah, you have presented a lengthy explanation and you refer to many hadith and narrations from the Ahlul Bayt. I want you to shed some light on it.
One of the misunderstandings about these narrations is that as soon as people read such narrations, they conclude that then reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is very, very close, for example. We have had, and we may still have, a group of people who believe that according to the narrations, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come after the whole world is committing sins, mm-hmm. and the great majority of the people, they are acting and committing sins. So we need to somehow, in one way or another, spread such corruption on the earth so that we somehow hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is a very misunderstanding about the religion of Islam. First of all, when we refer to the verses of the Quran and the narrations, we cannot find even one verse or narration to tell us that in order for you to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, make efforts to spread corruption on the earth. The second point is that these people ignore the fact that Imam Mahdi, to begin with, he is in need of firm believers to help him. And the main enemy of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not the people. The main enemies of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are the governments.
Very true.
So the point is that we know that, according to some narrations, the first circle of the supporters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are 313 people. Mm-hmm. And then we have another circle that might be, for example, 10,000 people. So it is only through enjoining good and forbidding evil that we can make people ready to at least, help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam have this number of people in his army. Zulm can happen even if the majority of the people are virtuous people. They are not committing sins. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we have governments which are oppressing the people. And through this perspective, we can call the earth being filled with injustice and oppression. So, these narrations have nothing to do with, the great majority of the people committing all kinds of sins and us abandoning the obligations of forbidding from the evil.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your enlightening explanation, and you, respected brothers and sisters, for still listening and joining The Last Savior from IRB English Radio. Let's have a short break. Inshallah, we shall get back to you and the rest of your explanations about the trials themselves. We have been talking about two different, let's say, tribulations or fitnas at the time of Akhir al-Zaman, before the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And we have actually looked at two important factors, and we actually posed different doubts or misconceptions around those two important topics. Now let's ask Sheikh Murtada to shed some light on the next, or let's say third, trial or tribulation or fitna at the time of Akhir al-Zaman. Akhir al-Zaman in the sense that means before the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
This fitna is related to the most important obligation that is mentioned in the religion of Islam, in the Quran and the narrations, and that is the obligation of salat or prayer. There is a verse in chapter 19, chapter Maryam, verse 59, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ, and they were succeeded by an evil posterity. أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ, who neglected the prayer, salat, and followed their vain desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّ, and they will soon encounter the punishment for their sin. Now, in some narrations, we are told that إضاعت الصلاة, that is mentioned in this verse, أضاعت الصلاة, that is neglecting the prayer and ignoring the prayer, is one of the features of the people in Akhir al-Zaman. Let me share one interesting narration in this regard from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, as mentioned in Wasa'ir al-Shia, volume 25, page 384. Mm-hmm. Again, the reason that we are discussing that is a kind of reminder for ourselves and dear listeners that this is one of the features of the bad people in Akhir al-Zaman. So we need to, practice, and we need to make efforts not to be included among such people.
Yeah.
Because they are reprimanded by the Prophet in this narration.
True.
The Holy Prophet says, سَيَأْتِي أَقْوَامٌ, in one narration about Akhir al-Zaman, he says that a group of people or some nations, they will come. يَأْكُلُونَ طَيِّبَ الطَّعَامُ وَأَلْوَانَ, inshallah, we'll talk about this phrase. The Holy Prophet is referring to the fact that they eat from all kinds of foods, and maybe go to extreme in that, doing extravagance. The Holy Prophet says that, for example, the men, they decorate themselves like the women and vice versa. And also, in one part of this narration, the Holy Prophet says they are after their vain desires, they are away from congregational prayer, and sometimes راقبون عن العتمات مفرطون في الغدوات. Sometimes they ignore some of the prayers, especially morning prayer. يقول الله تعالى, and then the Holy Prophet recited the verse that I recited. فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاع الصلاة. So, according to this narration, one of the features of the people in آخر الزمان is the fact that they are neglectful about the prayers. They take prayer lightly, and sometimes they miss the prayer, especially the morning prayer. Mm-hmm. We have other narrations in this regard. For example, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that if a person is attentive toward his five daily prayers, then he is not considered among ghafilin, the neglectful people. Al-Kafi, volume 3, page 270. According to another narration from Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, when he says that when my father was about to die, that is Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he told me that, O son, that is Imam al-Kazim, if a person takes his obligatory prayer lightly, then our shafa'ah, our intercession will not include him. And this is a very powerful narration in that as Shia, we need to be careful about the prayers, especially the five daily prayers.
Yeah.
If we desire to be among those people who are interceded by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, one of the conditions, as mentioned by the Imams, is taking the prayers seriously.
Very true.
And the last narration in this regard is from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family. According to him, there is a kind of face and reputation for everything. And the face and reputation of the religion of Islam is prayer. So take care not to spoil and damage the faith and reputation of your religion, that is prayer. Al-Kafi, volume 3, page 270.
In general, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَهُمْ.
Exactly. So this is one of the features mentioned in several narrations about the people in Akhir al-Zaman. And unfortunately, nowadays we see that even among good Muslims, there are some people who take the prayer lightly, especially when it comes to morning prayer, Salatul Fajr. This prayer has been specifically mentioned in the narrations, the fact that this prayer, and according to some other narrations, Salatul Isha, they are more important among five daily prayers. But this is the reality that unfortunately now these a group of even good Muslims, sometimes they take the prayer lightly, they miss the prayer, especially morning prayer, and they are not ready to even say the Qada prayer.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh. We are still talking about the trials and tribulations before the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the last savior.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.
One last question, and inshallah we shall continue the discussion in our next session. I want you to be brief, inshallah, in the answer. We all know that to some extent all of these three tribulations or fitnas can be witnessed at the time that we live today. And again, knowing that, all of us are aware of the famous hadith that says وَكَذَّبَ الْوَقَّاتُونَ, those who specify a time for the reappearance of Imam are liars. So are we the addressee of this hadith when we want to say that, okay, we can see all of these fitnas or the signs of this fitness, also naturally we have to be waiting for the Imam in the era that we are living? Are they conflicting with each other or no? We can actually have such conclusion.
When we began this discussion, I explained the fact that when we are reading and studying these narrations, we should not understand that these narrations are telling us that if you see this sign, it means that reappearance is next week or even next year.
Not necessarily.
They are talking about the time before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. This before can be one day before, mm-hmm. one year before, one century before, or even more than that. Mm-hmm. That is why I said that some narrations have used the word Akhir al-Zaman, but it has been realized at the time of Banu Abbas, many centuries ago, or it has been realized at the time of the Prophet. Again, I repeat that by no means these narrations can give us a kind of permission to do tawqeet.
Very true.
To make and decide about a specific time for the reappearance of
Imam
Mahdi.
But at least it can grow the seed of hope in our hearts.
Intizar is all about hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, waiting, there are many positive fruits for intizar, and one of them is the fact that we can sustain and preserve hope in the hearts of the believers, and it is mentioned in the narrations. But it doesn't mean that we can specify any time. I say that we are not allowed, even we are not allowed to say that, for example, 1 year from now, 10 years from now. No, any kind of tawqeed is absolutely rejected.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your enlightening answers to the questions which were posed here in this session, and you respected brothers and sisters for your staying tuned, listening to The Last Savior from IRB English Radio. I hope that you enjoyed this beautiful discussion that actually was interesting also to me at least, and if so, please join us again in our next session where we shall continue the discussion inshallah. Till then, I leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hassan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
وقائدا ونادرا